This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, blessings, and mercy be upon you all. Welcome back to my page. In part one of this latest series of videos, we started exploring the notion of God's love. What love is, how God expects us to show our love of Him, and how He, in turn, shows us His love in our daily lives. We established that worshipping God in mind, body, and spirit, as opposed to just in speech, is the highest expression of our love for Him, and that there are three main reasons that should compel us all to worship our Lord with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. In today's video, we'll be exploring those three reasons in detail to get to the bottom of our obligations to the Creator of all mankind. Let's get into it. The first reason we should feel compelled to worship the Lord with all our mind, body, and spirit is God's nature. God, by definition, is the one who is entitled to our worship. It is a necessary fact of His own existence. We praise people all the time by virtue of their attributes, even though they may not directly benefit us in any way. Consider our applause or admiration for sports stars, artists, and scientists. However, unlike humans, God's names and attributes are perfect. This means that God is worthy of our utmost praise and recognition. God is the one we should be in awe of, and it is His greatness that should capture our attention. It is important to note that worshipping God is His divine right. His grace is not like a vending machine that spits out love or favors in return for our worship. Rather, we worship God because of who He is, and not based on how He distributes His blessings. Because there is none worthy of worship except Him, the ever-living, all-sustaining. The second reason we should feel compelled to worship God in mind, body, and spirit is His blessings. All the good in our lives we owe to Him, and the blessings He bestows upon us. We should be eternally grateful to God, because we could never thank Him enough for all that He has given us. We aren't even aware of, or don't even notice, all the blessings He bestows upon us on a day-to-day basis. So no amount of gratitude on our part could ever be enough. Every single good thing we have in our lives, every single thing we hold dear to our hearts, is from Him. From our ability to breathe, to the loved ones He created and placed within our lives. Let's reflect on the manifestation of just one of these blessings, our lives as sustained by the human heart. The human heart beats around 100,000 times a day. Every single heartbeat is precious to us. Any one of us would sacrifice a mountain of gold just to ensure that our hearts, or the hearts of our loved ones, would keep beating and keep functioning properly so as to keep us alive. But sometimes there's nothing we can do to make a diseased or broken heart keep beating. Surely, then, we must be grateful to God for each beat that keeps us and our loved ones alive. From this perspective, any good thing we have in our lives, in addition to a heartbeat, is a bonus. Imagine the tremendous gratitude we should be expressing for all the other blessings God has given us. The fact of the matter is, our gratitude will continue to fall short of God's goodness, so we should feel compelled to worship God in mind, body, and spirit, as we know that even by doing so, we will fall short of what He deserves. In the Quran, chapter 16, verse 78, we find, "It is God who brought you out of your mother's womb, knowing nothing, and gave you hearing and sight and hearts, so that you might be thankful." We were created and blessed by God, as He saw fit to equip us to express gratitude to Him, and so we must. The third reason we should be worshipping God in everything we do is our sheer dependency on Him. God has created everything. He continually sustains the entire cosmos and provides for us out of His bounty. Without God, we can do nothing, but without us, the glory, goodness, and eternity of God remains unchanged. We need God, but He does not need us, which is all the more reason to worship Him and express our gratitude for His provision. In the Quran, chapter 35, verse 15, for example, it states, "O mankind, it is you who stand in need of God. God needs nothing and is worthy of all praise." Since God created us, our very existence is solely dependent upon Him. We are not self-sufficient, even if some of us are deluded enough to think that we are. Whether we live a life of luxury and ease, or one of poverty and hardship, we are ultimately dependent on God to provide. To quote George Monbiot, if wealth was the inevitable result of hard work and enterprise, every woman in Africa would be a millionaire. But obviously, we know this is not the case. Some of us God tests with excess, and some of us He tests with poverty, and yet neither luxury nor deprivation are guaranteed to last forever. It is all in the will of God, and He provides as and when and for whom He sees fit. Therefore, understanding the ultimate dependency on God should evoke an immense sense of gratitude and humility in our hearts. Humbling ourselves before God and thanking Him is a form of worship. The fact of the matter is, one day we will be held accountable for our lives and acts here on earth. When we meet the Creator, we will all wish we could return to life for even a moment in order to do one more good deed, or worship God for one more minute to express our gratitude. But by then, it will be too late. So let love of God and of your fellow man guide everything you do in this life, because life is too short to be distracted by things other than seeking the love of God. Let us live our lives in pursuit of God and His love, so that as Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, said, God may love to meet us just as we would love to meet Him. Let us then humble our hearts and genuinely seek guidance from God. This is certainly the surest path to His love and to eternal success. God Himself states that He is the most merciful, and that those who believe, worship Him, and do good will be blessed with His love. We should be eternally grateful to God and worship Him not only for the three reasons outlined above, but for showing us the exact path to follow to get to His love. He sent us a whole litany of prophets and messengers through the ages to show us exactly which path we should follow in order to have a meaningful relationship with Him. These include Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and the final messenger, Muhammad. Peace be upon them all. They are our guides to loving God, and we should seek to follow their example. The key to following in the footsteps of the prophets is, then, to live a life in worship of, servitude, and humility to God. The greatest sign of our love for Him lies, then, in all we say and do, and we will be held accountable for it all. Loving God cannot just be a statement. It must be proven and expressed in how we act and who we become. May God guide us all to becoming the best possible versions of ourselves. Until next time, Jazakallah khair.